Maybe you've heard there are several online dictionary sites that have come out with their words of the year.
Well, they're doing it already.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. You know, I mean, there's still time for another word, I suppose. You never know. For example, Merriam-Webster chose vaccine as its word of the year.
True.
Let's see. The Oxford Languages Dictionary chose vax.
I
get that.
Yep.
The Scotland-based Collins Dictionary chose NFT, the non-fungible tokens, the abbreviation as its word of the year. Okay. Well, this is one that really got me. I don't ever recall using this word. In fact, I'm not even sure if I've ever heard the word, but, you know, I'm a pretty simple guy, naive, and my educational awareness is something that's always necessary to be worked on, even at my advanced years. Dictionary.com. Which is a site that has 70 million monthly users.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Its word of the year is allyship. A-L-L-Y-S-H-I-P, allyship.
What? That sounds like a concocted word.
Well, in fact, as I read through this, it gets more concocted with every sentence. It says here, according to the site's associate director, John Kelly, the word actually was just added last month. Though it is a word that actually first serviced back in the mid-1800s. They tracked the first usage of the word allyship back to the mid-1800s. John Kelly says, it might be a surprising choice for some. Got to say it was for me. Now, you said you're a user. Or did you ever look up allyship?
I never looked that one up.
It says here, I got to say, I don't think I've ever heard the word allyship.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's, the site offers two definitions. The first is the role of a person who advocates for inclusion of a marginalized or politicized group. You're doing it in solidarity, though you're not a member of the group.
All right.
Dictionary.com says there's been a lot of examples of that type of allyship, although...
What's the difference between that and allies?
There you go.
Okay.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head. Because what they said was in this is the fact that the word has evolved from the simple use of ally, but they have actually... redefined to have allyship take on its meaning. It could also mean a more traditional relationship of persons, groups, or nations associating and cooperating with each other. You know, an allyship of common interests.
Yeah, right.
Like a brotherhood or a sisterhood.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
But again, they didn't have an entry for allyship until just, what did I say, last month.
Last month, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But what they saw was a steep rise in lookups for the word ally from last year to this year.
Okay.
So John Kelly says they developed the word into allyship, which they say a lot of businesses and organizations are very prominently, very publicly, are beginning to promote when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And thus, allyship becomes dictionary.com's word of the year.
I think in a work setting, might be known as a click.
I just get a kick out of the fact that the word wasn't even on dictionary.com until last month, and it becomes the word of the year. And I don't think anyone looked up the word. It's just that they fashioned it up from the ally searches.
Wow.
talk about being creative.
I think they're trying to sell dictionaries or online dictionary or something.
Hey, Lake Superior State, I got a word for you.
Yeah.
Before allyship takes hold in 2022, let's ban it right now.
And am I also reading that the other words they had in the running were burnout and vaccine?
I think vaccine pandemic was on the list last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Right.
Maybe they figured since two other sites already had vaccine or vax, they wanted to be different.
Yeah, they are.
They were different.
They are.
Allyship. Use it in a sentence.